From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. Senate has long been described as a saucer where heated passions cool. But as senators try to wrap up key bills and adjourn for this year, that saucer is anything but cool. NPR's David Wellness sent this postcard from today's session.
You could sense there's a wicked week ahead just listening to Senate Chaplain Barry Black's opening invocation.
Help the members of this body to sidestep the divisive power of contention and find common ground.
Yet as soon as the Reverend said amen, Republican Whip Mitch McConnell of Kentucky launched into scolding his Democratic colleagues.
Recently, we've heard the venting of frustration by leaders on the minority side. Callow, petulant characterizations have been directed at our leader, such as amateur.
McConnell's Democratic counterpart, Harry Reid of Nevada, said senators from his party could not believe that Republican leader Bill Frist would go ahead this week with a plan to spend 30 nonstop hours on the Senate floor complaining about how Democrats have blocked four judicial nominees.
And the comments in that regard by Senator Daschle and by me was indicating that was something we thought was amateurish.
And with that, Reid began talking and talking and talking about how the Senate should be focused on finishing overdue spending bills. Republican Judd Gregg of New Hampshire asked Reid how long he planned to keep talking.
I'm going to talk for probably 4 or 5 hours today.
Senator, would yield for just a question, because that is not a problem
Ms. President, for myself. Ms. President,
I would just like to know the approximate time.
I've answered the senator's question, and I would appreciate if he wouldn't interrupt.
All of which brought to mind the exhortation with which Chaplain Black ended today's Senate prayer.
Make them exemplary models of reconciliation for a nation and world that watch their deliberations.
David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.